Welcome to the next edition of Business Law Focus. Great having you with us. Absolute pleasure to welcome Ihlali Sitefane, who is the founder of Sitef & Co. She specializes in mining, environmental, energy, and corporate law. She has worked previously at big firm like ENS, and she's an advocate of innovation in the legal world, and also obviously looking at the community angle, and of course, growing this junior mining sector, which is so important. And you're at the forefront of that, Ihlali. So thanks for joining us. Great having with you. And you also were very, involved with the junior mining indaba that took place in May. So, you know, I wanted to pick up on some of those themes as well. But maybe if we could start with the fact that we have a challenge in South Africa where we've had 20 years of an exploration slump, which is really, affecting our ability to gain a share of global exploration, which ideally needs to be about 5%, I think, for it to be relevant. So, I mean, are there signs now that we're starting to arrest that slump? I mean, we got the cadastral agreement, or at least the broad ambit of where we want to go with that. Are we putting the right policies and measures in place finally to arrest the slide?
Hi, Evan. Thanks for having me. Yes, there is an increasing concern regarding South Africa's diminishing role in the global mining sector. And I think you rightly identified that South Africa was once a leader and now actually attracts less than 1% of global investments in mining. And so there is certainly a slump, right? However, this is also an opportunity, particularly for junior miners, to take advantage of some of the challenges that are currently being faced in the sector and using it to their advantage.
The indaba that you had recently, do you get a sense that things are moving in the right direction?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we had the regulators there, and there's been a significant development in the implementation of the South African cadastral system. And someone might ask, so what is this cadastral system? What is it about? How is it going to affect everyone? So basically, the cadastral system allows interested parties to access detailed information about mining properties, including who holds certain rights, their location, their borders, and expiration dates. Currently, there's a SAMREC system or portal. However, it hasn't been seen as being effective. And so we're hoping to see how this new cadastral system is actually going to actually play out, lay out the nature of the information, and whether it will indeed attract the necessary investment with the information that it provides.
One of the arguments, of course, is that there's been too much talking and not enough action on this front. Yes. I mean, did you get a sense that it's not just a talk shop, we're actually seeing action?
Yes. So there is certainly action. I mean, just on the cadastral system, there's been an agreement that's been signed in relation to its implementation. And it was also really lovely to see junior miners on taking spaces on the panel and discussing some of their issues and also sharing some of their success stories. And so, yes, I think junior miners have their own autonomy, and they are pushing, notwithstanding the fact that there are severe challenges for the industry. And so I would say 50-50.
Of course, Africa, there's like a quite a rush, you could say the new gold rush in Africa. And South Africa seems to be losing out on these investments. And not just, these are to other African nations. And if you look at it and the reasons is they're creating these favorable operational and regulatory environments, right? Do you get a sense that we're starting finally to close that gap?
I think we still need to get there. I still think we need to get there. I think investors are seeing potential and investor-friendly destinations across the continent, to the extent that it makes more sense to invest in another country to extract the same resource, and they are incentivized to sort of mine in those particular jurisdictions. I think we're going to see more of the investment going elsewhere. I think in South Africa, there's definitely room for improvement in order to make our environment more favorable to attract that investment. There's various, I think, global political matters that also have a lot at play. I think South Africa has been known for the longest time for its coal, and we know because of the energy transition that our coal projects are now losing out on some funding that they've been able to enjoy historically. And so there's so many of these moving parts that sort of create the atmosphere that we now find ourselves in.
So securing investment is a major challenge for and junior miners we spoke speaking about specifically. What are the other challenges, major ones that they're facing?
Wow, so many. So we can start with the logistics and rail and transport costs, right? That's a massive one. I think also the lack of collaboration, right, between everyone and making sure that people's resources or junior miners' resources are utilized and they cross-pollinate with other junior miners in order to effectively move their projects forward. I think also funding is a huge one, and also just continuous support in building their assets. That's another one that's needed.
Of course, we keep hearing about ESG. Are junior miners getting that right? I mean, it obviously adds another layer of complexity for them, but I mean, the environment is, you know, front and center, right?
100%. Not just the environment, I would add, Evan. I also think the social aspect being people in your communities, in ensuring sustainable operations. I think it's no longer just the bottom line. You need to see your sustainability in how your operations and your business affect not only the environment, but also the communities around them. And I think we've, especially in the mining sector, we've seen so many examples where your stakeholders are left behind and how that negatively affects your operations and your continued success rather within a particular area.
You mentioned collaboration. How can the mining industry and government work together to support junior miners more?
I would actually, you know, flip that question around, Evan. I would say, how can junior miners work together to push their projects forward? I think so many times we want to pull government into it. And I think it's important in terms of our regulatory framework and our incentives from a fiscal perspective. But there's been so much opportunity when I've seen how even junior miners are able to share resources and create joint ventures in order to move their projects forward. And so, for example, I've seen junior miners pulling their resources from an infrastructure and equipment perspective. I've seen them bringing funding and sharing funding. I've seen them come together and share technical expertise. I've seen them come together and for an incredible joint ventures that have seen the birth of mining projects where on their own, they wouldn't have been able to move those projects forward. Mm-hmm. I've seen them purchasing minerals from one another, depending on where we are in the cycle. So I've seen them even share technology or buy and sell particular information that would allow them to optimize their operations. And so though that kind of innovation and I think collaboration can see us move forward. And I think it's important for us not to be working in silos, but to see the market collaborating in order to get optimal outcomes.
And so that's wonderful. Yeah, great to hear that. And a lot of, you know, potential there. And you know, just to carry on this theme of opportunities, where are other opportunities going to lie? I would imagine, for instance, there's growing demand for critical metals. Do you see them playing a role in that space, or where are other opportunities?
100%. Especially, for example, manganese sulfate. We see it. It's a highlighted critical metal in high demand in the energy sector, and so you know, seeing junior miners mining those minerals would assist a lot. And I think also junior miners are agile. They're able to respond quicker to the environment. There's less red tape. They're able to make decisions quicker, get on the ground quicker, mine quicker, and turn things around quicker, you know. And so because of the agility and how they're able to respond to the environment, it's a great opportunity for them, even in relation to critical minerals and metals. So I'd love to see more of that happen.
So, of course, I mean, increasing concern about South Africa's diminishing role in the global mining sector, and we know about that. I mean, we were number one at one point, keep slipping down that list. And one of the challenges, of course, is this clean energy transition. It's led to, in some respects, a decline in investments in mining, traditional mining areas. But, I mean, what are there also opportunities here that we may be missing?
Yes, I mean, firstly, I think coal is still around. Step mm-hmm. one, coal is still around and it's still incredibly important in our energy mix. And so we can't turn a blind eye to that. I think technologies that purify the emissions in relation to coal operations might also be a great opportunity in light of our country's heavy reliance on coal, notwithstanding the fact that there is a desire to transition to other energy sources. I think personally that, you know, it's also seeing opportunities in the diversification of our energy, you know, of our energy in the country. And so seeing how, parties can actually see what role they can play in the energy sector. Now that we're now looking more at wind energy, sort of, or solar energy or any other renewable energy source in order to supplement the coal. Those are new opportunities that can be technologies in relation to our energy sector, whether it's coal, whether it's the renewable energy sector, and looking at battery energy storage systems and seeing what a role we can play. And I think also just having an entrepreneurial mindset where we're able to identify challenges and see what innovative solutions can be brought about. I think also a greater emphasis is needed for research and development and investment in that so that we can see what research reveals and how we can better optimize things and you know, find innovative ways to the problems we're facing in the sector.
Well, Mikhlali, thanks very much. Been great chatting to you for, you know, unpacking the challenges, but also these opportunities that, you know, we need to now harness. Certainly looking forward to this greater transparency and hopefully reduction in delays in granting mining rights. I think that'll be a massive step forward. And thanks for your explanation and insights.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me, Evan.